Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
We have a Hey, I Was Wondering this morning coming to us from Chris. If we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs that everybody covets so much. Chris says, hey, Eric, so I'm busy trying to shop for my wife this holiday season and was thinking this is the year to finally get her one of those designer handbags.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yes. Always a good year for a purse.
Always a good year for a designer handbag.
Yes.
I went online and I've seen that when you go to the actual website of the designer handbag, it's close to $1 billion.
Sometimes they don't even put the price.
Right.
That's how you know it's expensive.
You go to like a Louis Vuitton or a Gucci or whatever it might be. Can't afford it. I was wondering, I did some more searching online and found other websites where the designer handbags seem to be just about half the price they are from the actual handbag site. My question is, I'm wondering...
No, I'm laughing because I'm already anticipating.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sounded like you were choking.
No, it was just a laugh. But
okay.
are the brand names slightly misspelled on those other websites?
Well, that's kind of where he's headed.
Yeah.
I was wondering, are these real or are they fakes? Can they actually go on these websites and say these are real Louis Vuitton or Gucci's when they're really not? Just wondering. Thanks. I don't know.
Okay.
People can do anything they want, I guess.
That is true. Anybody know? Anybody buy from one of those secondary websites where you seem to get the better deal? Are they always fakes? Is there a chance they're real? I guess it could be one of those secondhand ones where somebody else is selling it.
Yeah. It could be. Or like a clearance.
Right. That could be too. Would a handbag like do their clearance through somebody else's website?
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Do they?
Yeah, there's places that you can go that you can get clearance handbags for sure.
All right. Anybody know? Anybody go to one of those secondhand websites or secondary websites to try to find out if it's the actual product you're hoping to buy or is it a knockoff?
And will she notice?
312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Any 530 Club members help out Chris this morning? Because I don't have a clue. Chris says, this is the year. This is the year he's going to go all in. He's going to buy his wife a designer handbag. And then he went on the designer handbag sites and said, yeah, I'm not doing this.
What have I get myself into?
What are you, crazy? They want how much? So he did a little more research and found a couple other websites where they're like half the price. Can that be trusted, Nancy?
Yeah, very much.
It can be trusted.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you said frustrated. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, and frustrated.
Pretty much.
No, so it can't be trusted, and it can be frustrated.
It was horrible. So
what happened?
A couple years ago, online, I'm not a big online shopper, and Coach was having this amazing sale. And I love Coach. It was 70% off, blah, blah, blah. By the time I paid for it, it was like $79. I know I'm telling everybody I got this great deal. So it comes, and the handles are sewn on backwards.
Oh.
The lining in the purse doesn't even fit the leather exterior, which isn't leather anyway.
Right.
It was horrible. I couldn't even, pawn it off on anybody. I couldn't even sell it at a garage sale. It was just so bad.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't get any money back on it. So, yeah.
It's still affecting you. It came to you straight from Malaysia.
Oh, wow. I'd be mad. I'd be mad, too.
Yeah. Well, though there are options. You can do what, Kathy?
Oh, so there are different websites. So Gilt.com, they do have pre-owned, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, but they have certificate of authenticity, so you know they're good.
Uh-huh.
So just to correct Melissa, Louis Vuitton and Gucci never goes on clear.
Never.
Never.
Well, some designers do. Some of them.
Well, some designers, but you were talking Gucci, Louis Vuitton. So Louis Vuitton and Gucci, Bloomingdale sometimes will have certain things they want to discontinue, they'll be 10-15% off.
Right.
Gucci has sale every year, once a year, and I think it's before Christmas, on certain bags. But again, up to 15% off, probably.
All right, so you have to be on the lookout for that. And they send you, like she said at Gilt.com, a certificate of authenticity, which I don't know if I trust that. Chinese bosses. wash their employees' feet just to thank them for working hard. Appreciate the honest day's work you put in. And for that, bring those feet over here. I'm going to wash those things up.
Yeah. Feel good.
Top three things. Nice things. Your boss does for you. It's all about the nice today, Bill.
Hey, let's go home early whenever we want.
Let you go home early whenever you want.
Wow, that's really nice.
It's perfect.
Yeah, wow, that's super great.
About half of us are going to leave at 7 today.
Yeah.
4.5 hours put in, we're going to cut it right down to 2.5.
Yeah, I like that.
It's perfect. The nice thing your boss does for you, Marie.
Hi, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Oh, my gosh. We have the best bosses. We have a huge smoker in our shop. And just recently, we had a full-blown Thanksgiving dinner, ribs, everything. They just grill for us whenever.
Oh, when you said you had a smoker in your shop, we thought it was one of those
that
has to go outside every 20 minutes.
Some guy named Kurt.
Something to smoke the meat. I got you.
Oh, that's so funny.
We got a big smoker.
That is great. Ad number three, nice thing. Lindsay.
Yes, my bosses let us go to a spa day once a year. And then also around Christmas, they give us 1 hour to spend $500 in Target.
Ah, look at that. $500 Target shopping spree, spa days. What do you do for a living?
I'm a pediatric dental assistant.
Look at that. Living the dental
life. That's amazing.
At number two, Tammy, the nice thing your boss does for you.
Well, mine are nothing like the others. My boss just opens my door for me in the morning and turns my heater on so that my office is nice and warm.
Sweet.
Oh, my gosh. That is so thoughtful.
Sweet. Nice warm office. Sure you'd like your feet washed, but hey, can't have everything, right? And finally, in at number one, Rachel, the nice thing your boss does for you.
She sends me really funny and inappropriate pictures.
Yeah. You know, HR loves that. They think that is so great. Boss sending you wiener pics.
Oh, geez.
Maybe the boss has a little deal with
HR. That's not her wiener, so it's okay.
Right, of course. It's somebody else's.
Right. What kind of business are you in, Rachel? What do you do for a living?
I work in a hospital.
Oh, there you go.
Bonding over something.
At the time, speaking of Twitter, to find out what's trending with social media director Mel D, we target the top three. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
At number three.
Okay, so it's December. Christmas movies are here, but Netflix is deciding to pretty much upset all their users by removing The Grinch. So it's a classic. The Grinch was removed on December 1st. And people are wondering why.
Now, is that the Grinch cartoon or is it the Grinch Jim Carrey?
The Jim Carrey Grinch.
Got it.
So people are wondering why the movie was on Netflix for all of 2019, even through the summer. And now Netflix just basically said, no, we're not going to have it on there anymore. But there's still a ton of other classics on there, but not just the Grinch. You just got to check it out.
Without an explanation?
No explanation.
I watched a Netflix Christmas exclusive, though, called Christmas Chronicles over the weekend.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
Well, there you have
it.
Yeah, there's tons of other stuff.
So maybe they want to promote their own in-house stuff.
The Morning Consult is what it's called. Recently did a survey of 2,000 people asked their least favorite holiday movie.
Don't say it.
Any thoughts?
Yeah,
Grinch?
Ones like the little puppets.
Nope.
The Night Before Christmas?
Nope.
No, the Halloween one.
Bad Santa.
Oh.
How can they not like Bad Santa?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Bad Santa?
That or Christmas Vacation? I'm like not...
Completely different movies.
Oh, I know, but...
Yeah. Bad Santa. Billy Bob Thornton. Drunk Bad Santa.
Yeah,
drunk inappropriate...
I don't know how people are judging that on the same wavelength as other Christmas movies. You know what I'm saying? Bad Santa? Right?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't give you that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah. Right. It's not supposed
like a classic...
to.
Right.
Christmas movie.
That's what I mean. It's not supposed to give you like a warm Christmas feeling. So people who say it's no good, they're stupid.
All right.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, so more movie talk. Getting paid to watch movies sounds pretty easy. And with all the hype that Star Wars is getting, and since they have a new movie coming out this month, a company called CableTV.com is offering one Star Wars fan the chance to sit and watch all 10 Star Wars films back to back. And if you can make it through it, you'll get $1,000 doing it.
Wow.
So you don't have to actually like any of the films or have seen them before. You just have to be live tweeting during it and you have to be active on Twitter, but all you have to do is check out CableTV.com and you could win $1,000.
I wonder, I'm hesitant to even ask, but
yeah.
I wonder what the least favorite Star Wars film is. We're just trying to talk least favorite holiday films.
Well, you know who would know.
Well, I bet you any of the prequels, any of the middle three, I think would be probably the ones. Like Attack of the Clones.
There we go. We'll go Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of a lot. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
You know what?
It's news for you.
It's just an observation.
I don't mean to be mean here.
Yeah, tell me.
But I can't help it. It's time to put Instagram down for about 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes. Just put it down and see the world around you.
The clone.
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clowns, probably a movie too.
But I know that'll get me in trouble.
Probably different.
I know that'll get me in trouble. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, Ellen, she's friendly, she's super nice, and it seems impossible to have a bad interview with her just because nobody really does until actress Dakota Johnson came along and she was interviewed on Ellen. So Dakota and Ellen's interview is now going viral after Ellen wished Dakota a happy belated birthday. And then Ellen asked Dakota why she wasn't invited to her birthday party, and Dakota basically called Ellen out and said, oh yeah, you were invited, but you said no. So now that clip has over 10 million views in just a couple of days, and people are now saying it's the most awkward interview that Ellen has ever done.
There's a little part of me that enjoys Ellen having to take a shot every now and then. Because she's usually giving out shots at people and then smiling her way through it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice she has to take one back occasionally.
Oh, sure.
That's
all in good fun.
Thank you, Mel D. The Mix. Can somebody look up, please, the Pickle of the Month Club?
Yes, for sure.
Somebody check that. Maybe we can answer our own question here and find out what pickles are available on Pickle of the Month Club.
Sure.
Apparently, Melissa would enjoy, I guess. I don't know.
I think a lot of people
different
might.
Pickle every month.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody listening who? An Of the Month Club member. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, Of the Month?
Yes, Popcorn of the Month Club.
Popcorn of the Month.
Okay.
Every flavored popcorn you could ever want, you get.
Yeah, weird stuff like, you know, like hot and spicy. And they even had a pickle one month. It was not so good. I didn't end up eating it.
Yeah, popcorn tastes like pickles.
Ooh, yeah,
of the Month
separate.
Club. Katie.
Hi. I'm a member of the Coffee of the Month Club.
I do remember those.
Oh, that'd be good.
Coffee of the Month Club. Were you a part of that?
I am.
Oh, you currently are. Any of your favorites come through?
There's one from Ethiopia that's been pretty good. It's a cherry chocolate coffee. Oh.
The Ethiopian cherry chocolate coffee.
Okay, these clubs have their perks.
Now, this is a club to be a part of, DJ. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I've got, I'm actually part of two.
Uh-huh.
I got cologne.
Uh-huh.
So I get a different cologne every month,
nice.
And then... Then I just got my fall underwear.
Underwear and cologne of the month clubs. I know, you combine too. You're looking good.
Yeah, you're smelling good.
Come rolling into the bedroom. The missus is in there. Got your fresh cologne on, your fresh new underpants for January.
Like you're a different guy.
All set to go. Sue of the month club.
Hi, member of the Bow of the month club. The JoJo Siwa Bow of the month club for my kids.
Okay.
I have no idea. Yeah. You're speaking a foreign language to me. Maybe you should explain more.
JoJo Siwa, she's a big Nickelodeon star, and
gotcha.
She wears these great big hair bows.
Oh, yeah.
And so every month, on the 20th of the month, we get a big hair bow in the mail.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the 20th of the month, you wait anxiously. You rush to the mailbox to get your bow. Right next to your What of the Month Club, Chris.
Hey, how are you? Good morning. So, I was part of a Bacon of the Month Club with two guys that I worked with.
Ooh, nice.
Now, see, if you want Pickle of the Month, I want Bacon of the Month. I would join that.
So, yeah, it was like once a month, it was 6 months, me and two guys. So, you get a pound of, and it was these weird, exotic, like apple smoked wood.
Right.
There was candied apple. There right. was some sort of, so, you know, and then they gave you, it was like $180. For 6 months, and you got a cookbook. You can play around with it.
Right.
And then after about 6 months, I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
So. See, just like you, Violetta. You quit the Of the Month Club at the six-month park. Did you find the pickles?
Yeah, I did. So there's a variety of selections, and you can actually pick your months. But they have, like, Grand Largedale. They have a Whips Good and Evil pickle.
Uh-huh.
Spicy bread and butter, classic right. dill, garlic dill, spear, sweet and spicy pickle chips, smoky pickles, jalapeno pickles.
Jalapeno pickles?
Yeah, just like all these
they even
different
have cinnamon
flavors.
Pickles.
Cinnamon pickles?
Mm-hmm.
something for everybody.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at comed.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit comed.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
New study says the number of women buying their own engagement rings has doubled over the past 5 years. Okay. Goes on to say women earn a lot more money now than in previous generations. So it's, in many relationships, expected that she will contribute, if not purchase the ring outright.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Hi there, Stephanie.
Hi.
You bought your own engagement ring.
I did.
How did this play out?
Well, we did get engaged, you know, about 2 years ago, but he got me a cheaper ring, and it was pretty, but I just wanted a nice ring, so mm-hmm. we went out, and I ended up buying it.
Aha.
Wow.
So it was more along the lines of he paid for the engagement ring to set the engagement in motion, and you handled the upgrade.
Pretty much, yes.
Aha. Okay. How was he with that?
Yeah.
He was fine with it.
Fine. No
okay.
issues whatsoever.
Okay.
Now, does he tell his buddies that? Like, you know, when the people see your ring and they're like, wow, look at that. Does he go, yeah, she paid for it?
No, we don't.
Aha. Okay. Keep that quiet. You know, it's male
private.
Ego.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Bought your own ring?
Yes, bought both of them.
Both of them?
Well, I mean, the engagement ring and the wedding band.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Thought we were rolling through the engagements.
No.
What was happening there. And how did this end up happening?
Actually, 2 years before we got engaged, I happened to find a diamond ring, and I hated it so much.
Wait a minute, hold on. You found it and hated it. Where did you find it?
It was actually like in the mail.
he was going to propose to you and you found it before he proposed.
Yes.
Got it.
And I was like, I said, this is too expensive. Like you don't need to spend this much money. Like, return it. So he did. And I said, I'm just going to buy something that I know I like. I ended up getting, like, a Morganite ring because I thought it was a lot nicer, and it was way cheaper. So.
And you paid for it?
Yeah.
So he paid too much for a ring and got the full refund, and you paid for the new ring, and he had to pay nothing.
Right. He bought
this is maybe the
man,
best setup
so.
Ever for any man ever.
Yeah, right. Set a precedent.
How many men right now are going, where do you find a woman like that? Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Should you kiss on the first date? Who knows? Which date should you kiss on? What number date was the number one answer for our 10 people we spoke to in the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll? 312-233-1019. You should kiss on what date, John?
All right, I'm a little older, so I'm going to say third date.
Third date, no. Sorry, not third. What date, Eddie?
Fourth date,
no.
Whoa.
Sorry. All the guys jumping in and answering. Jake,
yeah.
Tell them what date.
Date number two.
Second date is exactly right. Yeah. Date number two. A lot of fist pumping around here. Everybody seems to agree with you. Is that your personal policy, Jake, or did you just have a gut feeling that was the answer?
Well, I mean, shouldn't kiss on the first date. The second date, you figure out if it's worth it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, the
pretty
first
simple.
One sometimes is just a quick warm-up, you know?
The date is, or...
Well, sometimes, you know, you just sort of meet for like an hour and sort of feel things out a little bit to see if you want that second date.
A lot of that going on now.
Just not with your tongue.
What? Okay. What do we have for Jake?
A kissing.
I got you.
You weirdo.
Me?
You are weird. Okay, so you've won a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Great America.
She's the one who got it, not for your tongue.
Hey, you gotta spell it out. Can't be subtle as a train wreck, you know.
I think everybody's pretty clear. Yeah, usually second day, you just jam your tongue in there.
Yeah. Well, that's how you figure things out.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right.
50% of our respondents, 5 of the 10, said the second date. 20% said the third date. 10% each for date number 1.
Ooh.
The tongue. Just right there. Just open the date. Just jam your tongue right in there. Date number 1, date number 4, and date number 14.
We are all over the place.
Want to meet that person.
Oh, God.
No kiss until date number 14.
I earned that one.
I don't even know if I keep track of that many dates.
Ho, 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 look under the tree. Ho, 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 there's a present for me. Ho, 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 who could it be? Santa Violetta, naturally.
It is time now. I don't even remember how this started.
I think millennials didn't want to do Secret Santas anymore at work.
Oh, is that what it was?
So now I'm handing out presents.
Right.
Yeah, so we said, if that's the case, if millennials want to kill the Secret Santa process at work, and it's Violetta's first Christmas with us, we're going to make her dress as Santa Claus and pass out gifts. Not only today and here, but also be dressed as Santa Claus tonight, Santa Violetta tonight, at the Fits and the Tantrums Christmas pop-up party. You are going to wear the costume tonight too, right?
Yeah, I might add some stilettos, but I'm going to wear this.
You've got to. Santa would.
Yeah. Plus, you can have everybody sit on your lap tonight.
Oh, I know. No, we're not doing that. We can't afford the lawsuits on that. No.
Okay.
No.
Not in this era.
No. Are we Facebook Live right now? Yes, we are. Okay, we're Facebook Live. If you'd like to witness this firsthand, Santa Violetta, you have spent some time over the course of the past week planning out your gift giving. Is that right?
That is so true.
Why
didn't you hear that? Oh, well, it keeps falling off.
People are watching. You got to be in the full Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
There we go. That's much better.
Thank you very much, Eric, for inviting me here today.
Well, I'm glad you can make it.
Wow, you could go to a mall.
I'm enjoying that.
Now, the question is, have you been naughty or nice, Eric?
I don't know.
You know the answer to that.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you. I don't care.
The coal was too heavy to carry anyway, so don't worry about that.
All right. Who are you starting with, Santa Violetta?
I might start with you.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right. I notice you have a bag, too.
Yeah.
A big gold bag of presents. Am I supposed to open this on the air? How much thought went into this?
A lot of thought went into all of these presents. I'll start handing out all of them.
Although you mentioned before that you were having a hard time with Melissa because Melissa doesn't like anything.
It is hard to decide what Melissa wanted, but I think that this gift is a little practical and a little fun.
Well, yeah, because I know you said, like, I don't have a hobby or something.
Right. Okay. I have opened my Santa Violetta gift, and I know I'll get a lot of use out of this. It's the potty putter toilet golf game. Where you sit on the crapper and you're able to play golf between your legs.
Because you like golf
and you
talk about farts a lot.
And I do like
very good
poop.
Choice.
Right.
I'm a big fan of pooping.
You spend
choice.
A lot of time in
the
bathroom.
Yeah, I do. I love me a good toilet. We've learned that around here.
I know you do.
Thank you, Santa Violetta.
You're
thank
welcome,
you very, very much.
Little Eric.
Thanks. What do you have there for Whip? Does Whip have his?
Yeah, Whip has his.
Whip, how are you?
All right, the bus is open.
I thought we would end with Melissa because Melissa is impossible to buy for because if you missed it, like we said earlier this week on the show, Santa Violetta said Melissa doesn't like or do anything. It's impossible to buy for her.
Whatever this is going to be.
Whip she said was easy, though, right?
Well, Whip's is easy. It's handmade.
Oh, my God.
Personally, for Whip.
It does feel very fabric-y.
Uh-huh.
It came in like a... Oh, my God. It's like a Star Wars pizza Eric in the Morning quilt.
Yeah, it's a quilt with all his favorite
Oh, my God.
Things.
This is way too much. I do feel
Let
guilty.
Me see that. It's
I feel, I actually
quilt.
Feel bad.
It's a quilt with all of his favorite things. Coldplay, Star
this is so
Wars,
nice.
Pizza.
Look at that.
Iced coffee, and right in the middle, Eric in the Morning.
Look at that.
This is too much. You need to take this back.
No,
that is fantastic.
I like it. I'm just not worthy.
You should curl up under that tonight.
You
that's
and Rexy
lovely.
Can cuddle under that.
Man, that's nice. And finally... Santa Violetta, we've reached the point where we determine what Melissa got from Santa this year. Melissa, the person who doesn't do anything or like anything, according to Santa Violetta earlier this week. Let's find out what's in there. Go ahead.
Okay, you're jingling your bells. know. Yeah, what is it?
I grabbed everything so nice.
Oh!
Still Facebook Live. You can see all of it.
It is a dumbbell alarm clock.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
That's you said you're a workout fanatic. Lift it by 30 times when it alarms.
Yes.
Perfect.
Now, who knew that existed?
I can work out.
Uh-huh.
And you can
get
wake
to work
up
on time.
Now, hold on. Sienna's got something else for you, Melissa.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
What?
Another gift for Melissa.
Oh, now she knows me.
What is it?
It's a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Look at that.
All right. That's
nice. The other one seemed like work, and this one you might enjoy.
The Christmas season has begun.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.